In a rare natural experiment, researchers were able to study what happens to poor children when their family financial situations change for the better. The study, which appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, found that as incomes grew, the children's mental health problems decreased significantly. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
The children live in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains of North Carolina, a quarter of them on the Cherokee Indian Reservation. Social worker James Sanders, a member of the tribe, says jobs are scarce. Many families struggle to raise sheep and cattle.
Without a stable income, many families here had lived, and some still do live, hand to mouth, literally from check to check.
That's why Jane Costello was there. She's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral medicine at Duke University. In 1993, she started doing annual mental health assessments of 1,400 rural children to try and understand the link between poverty and mental illness. Then a huge change occurred in the community she was studying. The company Harrah's built a casino on the reservation. Since 1996, tribe members have received a percentage of the profits twice a year. Most recently, each got a check for $6,300. That changed the focus of Costello's study.
We were able to look at the effects of an increase in income on the family.
The money and jobs from the casino, new motels, and restaurants brought some of the Indian families, as well as some of the surrounding white families, out of poverty. Costello was able to examine the mental health of children whose families remained poor, those who moved out of poverty, and those whose families were never poor.
The difference that we saw was in the behavioral symptoms of the children who moved out of poverty.
In the 4 years after the casino opened, behavioral problems, everything from getting in trouble at school to breaking the law, fell by 40%.
It looks as if the extra income had an effect on the family's feelings of pressure and the amount of emotional energy, if you like, that they had available to spend with their children.
Numerous studies over the years have found an association between poverty and mental health, but the studies failed to show which came first, being poor or having behavioral or emotional problems. In this new study, getting out of poverty didn't reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression among children, but it did reduce behavioral problems. Dr. Lyndon Eaves heads the Institute for Psychiatric and Behavioral Genetics at Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine.
The crux of this study is that it allows us to say, probably for the first time, clearly, that poverty is the cause of a mental health problem, rather than a mental health problem being the cause of poverty.
For his part, Native American social worker James Sanders, whose children are part of the ongoing study, says he believes it's not just money. What seems to make the biggest difference to the children is stability, when parents are able to land steady jobs.
The folks that are working up at the casino and bringing home a paycheck have much more security and also have a higher level of living than was possible before a full-time regular job. Their self-esteem, of course, goes much higher. They have purpose and intent in their daily functioning.
Sanders says when the parents have trouble putting food on the table or making the rent, it's hard for them to get their children to respect and listen to them. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.